In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. What we're going to do today are the infancy narratives, starting with Luke in his first chapter. Since many have undertaken to set down an orderly account of the events, that's the events, the Jesus events, that have been fulfilled among us, just as they were handed on to us by those who from the beginning were eyewitnesses and servants of the word. I too decided, after investigating everything carefully from the very first, to write an orderly account for you, most excellent Theophilus. Now, Theophilus means lover of God. Is he speaking to one person, or is he speaking to all the people who are lovers of God? I have no idea. So that you may know the truth concerning the things about which you have been instructed. So Luke is going to give us an account of Jesus Christ as he sees it. In the days of King Herod of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly order of Abijah. His wife was a descendant of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. Both of them were righteous before God. They believed, they had faith, living blamelessly according to the commandments and regulations of the Lord. But they had no children. She was barren, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were getting on in years. People saw it as a curse when somebody was barren. Oh, yes. I love this scripture because it shows us, well, I'll come to it in a couple of minutes. Once when he was serving as priest before God and his section was on duty, he was chosen by lot, according to the custom of the priesthood, to enter the sanctuary of the Lord and offer incense. So he was chosen to offer incense in the sanctuary of the Lord. That's Zechariah. Now at that time of the incense offering, the whole assembly of the people was praying outside. Then there appeared to Zechariah an angel of the Lord standing at the right side of the altar of incense. When Zechariah saw the angel, he was terrified, and fear overwhelmed him. But the angel said to Zechariah, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard. Your Elizabeth, your wife, will bear you a son, and you are to call him John." This is very interesting. They had stopped praying for a son. She's too old. But your prayer has reached the Father. I tell you, prayer has a life of its own. It's always in the presence of God. If, even though they stopped praying, the prayer was answered, you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He must never drink wine or strong drink before his birth, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the people of Israel to the Lord their God. With the spirit and power of Elijah, he will go before him to turn the hearts of parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of righteousness. It's a great vocation of John the Baptist. Great vocation. Let's continue. the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Oh yes, John goes before the Lord and he says, behold the Lamb of God. Behold him who takes away the sins of the world. This is the sacrificial lamb. This is the Lord Jesus Christ. Zechariah said to the angel, how will I know that this is so? For I am an old man and my wife is getting on in years. The angel replied, I am Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God, and I have been sent to speak to you and to bring you this good news. But now, because you did not believe my words, which will be fulfilled in their time, you will become mute, unable to speak, until the day of these things occur. He didn't believe the angel. He was scared stiff of the angel. How will I know this is true? I'm old. My wife is old. How will I know this is true? The angel said, I stand in the presence of God, and I give you this good news. You must believe it. Because you don't believe it, I'm going to make you mute until the birth of the baby. Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered at his delay in the sanctuary. When he did come out, he could not speak to them, and they realized that Zechariah had seen a vision in the sanctuary. He kept motioning to them and remained unable to speak. When his time of service was ended, he went home to his home. What service? Offering incense to the Lord. After those days, his wife Elizabeth conceived, and for 5 months she remained in seclusion. She said, this is what the Lord has done for me when he looked favorably on me and took away the disgrace I have endured among my people. It's a disgrace to be barren. But God has a plan for this baby. God has a plan for this baby whose name is John. In the sixth month, that's the sixth month of John the Baptist's pregnancy, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, greetings, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. But she was very much perplexed at his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you will call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign before the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end. Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I am a virgin? The angel said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore the child to be born will be called holy. How can this happen? The Holy Ghost will come upon her and form that child within her womb. Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the Holy Ghost. I tell you, the Holy Ghost makes us like Jesus. How we need the Holy Spirit. How we need the Spirit of Jesus. Because he makes us like Jesus. And he makes Jesus our contemporaries. How we need the Holy Spirit. Mary needed the Holy Spirit. And she says, this is what she says, He will be called Son of God, and now your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son, and this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God. Alleluia. Nothing is impossible with God. Nothing. Are you looking at things in your life that seem impossible? Turn them over to the Lord. Nothing is impossible with God. He makes good out of evil. Oh, yes. He makes good out of evil. As you confess the evil, He makes good. I tell you how we need the Holy Spirit, how we need God, how we need to become followers of Jesus Christ in the flesh. Then Mary said, "Here am I, the servant of the Lord. Let it be done to me according to your word." And at that moment, heaven invaded her womb. "Here I am. I come to do your will. Let it be done unto me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. I often thought, if she ever needed an angel, it was then, because she got to tell Joseph that she's pregnant. You see, this is the Holy Spirit who does this to Mary. In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. Mary goes to the house of Zechariah and greets Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord," the mother of my Lord, He's God, "that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." Blessed are you who believe that there will be a fulfillment of the words that God gave you. Or blessed am I who believe that God called me to do a certain thing and it will happen. Blessed are you, blessed am I, and blessed is Mary who believed. Oh yes, it's all about faith. It's all about faith. And I tell you, we need faith. We need faith to conquer the world. This is our conquering. It's our faith. And if we don't have faith, my Lord, we've got nothing. People say, "Well, I don't have too much faith." Then you pray, "Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. For he has looked with favor on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on, all generations will call me blessed." Call her blessed. That's what it says. From now on, all generations shall call her blessed. For the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is His name. Yes, she conceived in her womb the Son of God, the Messiah. His mercy is for those who fear Him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with His arm, and He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. Oh, the Anawim, or the lowly, who have nothing but God, nothing but Jesus. That's me. I don't have anything but Jesus. Somebody called me up yesterday and said, "I love to listen to you because you love Jesus." I do love Him. I'm desperate for him. I need him. I have nothing that I have not received, and he is the one I received. Oh, yes, how I am friends with Jesus, how I am lovers with Jesus. Oh, yes, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is the King. Jesus is my Lord, and I am desperate for him. My heart cries out for Jesus Christ. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and his descendants forever. Mary remained with her about 3 months, and then returned home to Nazareth. I remember when the Ark of the Covenant was sent to Obed-Edom's house in the hill country of Judah. And you know what happened? Obed-Edom's wife became pregnant. And the Ark stays with Obed-Edom for 3 months. Mary is the Ark of the Covenant. She goes to the hill country of Judah. She stays with Elizabeth for 3 months. She carries within her womb the Son of the living God. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Now the time came for Elizabeth to give birth, and she bore a son, and her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy to her, and they rejoiced with Elizabeth. On the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they were going to name him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said, "No, he is to be called John." They said to her, "None of your relatives has this name." Then they began motioning to his father to find out what name he wanted to give him. He asked for a writing tablet and wrote, "His name is John." And all of them were amazed, and immediately Zechariah's mouth was opened, and his tongue was freed, and he began to speak praises to God. Fear came over all the neighbors, and all of these things were talked about throughout the entire hill country of Judea. All who heard them pondered them and said, "What then will this child become? For indeed the hand of the Lord was with him." Oh yes, the hand of the Lord was with John. Oh yes, he will be the precursor of the Son of God. He will say, "Behold the Lamb of God, the sacrificial Lamb who takes away the sins of the world through his cross." Then his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke this prophecy, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, hallelujah, for he has looked favorably on his people and redeemed them." Blessed be the Lord God of Israel. He has looked favorably on his people. He has raised up for us a mighty Savior, born of the house of his servant David, as he spoke through the mouth of the holy prophets from of old, that we would be saved from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate us. Thus he has shown the mercy promised to our ancestors and has remembered his holy covenant. Yes, the covenant God made with Abraham and with David and with Noah. He keeps the covenant to the dotting of every I and the crossing of every T. The final covenant is in the blood of Jesus. The oath that he wore the oath that he swore to our father Abraham, to grant us that we, being rescued from the hands of our enemies, might serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life. And you, child John, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you will go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to the people by the forgiveness of their sins, in the tender mercy of our God. The dawn from on high will break upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the wilderness until the day he appeared publicly to Israel. This is fantastic. Angels going to Zechariah, to Mary. Oh yes, this is fantastic. Angels saying to Mary, you shall conceive and bear a son. You shall call his name Jesus. Mary said, let it be done unto me according to your word. With that, the angel left her. And I've often said, if she ever needed an angel, it was then. But she was the woman of faith. She was the woman of faith. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. Oh, yes. The fruit of her womb is the Lord Jesus Christ. How we need Jesus. How we need Jesus. All generations will call me blessed, for he who is mighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. This is fabulous. This is great. This is awesome. This is God working in ways that only God can work. But he needs people to be vessels. He had Mary. He had Elizabeth. He had Zechariah to be vessels. You see, he doesn't do anything apart from people. He raises up people to go and to preach the word of God in season and out of season, when convenient and inconvenient. Oh yes, he raises up people to proclaim Jesus Christ to the nations. You know, I have been doing this since 1984, and I tell you, when I speak, I'm speaking to you, not to multitudes. I'm speaking to you, because that's who I'm talking to, one person at a time, who might hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, that's Mary. Let it be done to me according to the word you've spoken. And with that, Jesus leapt down from heaven and was planted in the womb of Mary. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Are you Theophilus? Are you a lover of God? Oh, yes. I tell you, it's very easy to love God because He's wonderful. He's powerful. He's intimate. It's very easy to love Jesus because He's wonderful. He's powerful. He's infinite. Oh, yes. We need to be caught up in the love of God. In the love of God. We need to be caught up in the love of God. I thank you for listening. I'm on every day at this time proclaiming the Word of God. If you can help us, I'd be very grateful. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Or go to PayPal, inseason.net will take you to PayPal. May Jesus Christ be praised. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.